I'm here with Keely Gray, spokesperson for Lake Pendere Repertory Theater. Welcome, Keely.
Thank you, Susie. I'm so excited to be here.
Great. Well, it's always fun to talk with you. You've got a lot of things going on, but we're here today to talk about the Lake Pendere Repertory Theater, also known as LPO Rep, which is an upcoming, and talk about your upcoming production of Young Frankenstein. So let's start with an overview and a brief history of LPO Rep.
Awesome. So LPO Rep has kind of been a dream of mine for a long time. I've been a long time thespian performer, got my bachelor's degree at U of I in theater arts. And so when I came back to Sandpoint, I just really wanted to make a career for myself in theater. And astoundingly, I was able to do so at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, where I was the theater director for the last 6 years. And from my passion for theater grew this understanding of community and what it means to thrive as a community and how the parallels between theater and a small town like ours really work well together. Because as they say in theater, it takes a village. It really does. So one of the things that I'm sure you know, Susie, because you always are so supportive of the arts, and KRFY is just incredible supporters of theater. We have a lot of theater in this town. And we have a lot of wonderful playwrights and actors and directors and just super talented people. And so being a native here in Sandpoint, I always wondered why the plays that we would have here would be so sporadic, like maybe once, maybe twice a year. And it kind of stirred within me a passion to say, hey guys, we should all come together and do the big, amazing shows that everybody's gonna know. Because I think the last time a big musical was done in Sandpoint was when Music Man was done. I think that was 2013 or 14. And I just really wanted more of that because there's so much talent here. And so I started thinking of ideas and writing frivolously in my notebooks. And then I just started talking to people and saying, hey, how can we do this? And from all of that, this idea of forming a true community-oriented community theater was born. And I am blessed to say that I have three amazing board members that are with me on this journey. Kate McAllister, Andrew Sorg, and Charis Usabel we are the founding board of Lake Pendere Repertory Theater. And it's just, it's been an exciting ride, and I'm very, very excited for what's to come.
I think, was your last production a speakeasy at the 219 Lounge? Is that the last thing?
That was our big fundraiser that we had in May. And it was so exciting. And it showed how hungry our town was for things like this. And I appreciated so much doing an interview, I believe, with you about speakeasy. We had so much fun. And that fundraiser was specifically to buy and purchase the rights to perform Young Frankenstein. And it was just a thriving success. And we are so grateful to the 219 for being so gracious with their facility. And it was just such an amazing event.
You know, when you're talking about raising funds to buy the rights to Young Frankenstein, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, it takes a lot more than finding a few actors and reading a few scripts. There's a lot
Absolutely.
Of infrastructure, and it's more than the actors. It's adapting the script to a production in a small town, possibly. It's a lot of things. But let's get back to LPO Rep, or Lake Pendere Repertory Theater. What is the mission? You kind of said what it is, but is there a formal sort of...
There is. Thank you for asking. Our mission is to inspire and empower our community through the performing arts, through theatrical performance. And our vision is uniting our community one performance at a time.
Wow, that is fantastic. So you mentioned—
Thank you.
Yeah, really. I mean, that is visionary in so many ways. And as you say, inspiring, because there is so many things that we could say are difficult in our world, but when things like this happen, it's on the extreme positive side, bringing people together in a creative endeavor but also to give back. So you mentioned your board members. Who else is involved? Is it as it comes? You have a show coming up, Young Frankenstein. You just kind of find the people in the moment, or do you have a rallying call for your production? And how do you
luckily, I am very lucky to have been born and raised in this community. And through that, I've done lots of theater throughout my time here. You know, I went to college for about 4 or 5 years, and then I came back. And so in between all those times, I've been doing performances and theater events and music events in the area for a long time. And so through that, I was able to find collaborators to be a part of my production team. Because as you said, it really is a lot more than just gathering a couple of people and doing this whole thing. It takes a lot of organization. It takes a lot of planning. And so part of our planning process was creating a production team. And a production team has set designers, costume designers, directors, stage managers, choreographers, music directors. And so that was my first recruiting process, was finding all of those folks who I would trust to put on a show with. And we've had a few changes through the production process, but I am so grateful to say that the people that I have are just astounding members of the community who have designed and are working on this show. And then once we had our production team together, we launched auditions, and we had our audition process for actors happen in August. And so our actors, that's how we were able to find them, was we had open casting call for auditions. And that was so much fun. I probably had the stupidest grin on my face the entire time, because every person that came in, I was like, you're amazing. And that was just so much fun. And through that, we were able to find our cast. And I think, as you know, we were originally supposed to put up Young Frankenstein in November, which is why we had auditions in August. But that pesky coronavirus creeped back in and we had to postpone. But that leads us to this upcoming performance. So we're here, we made it.
Good job. And it does take a lot of foresight and pre-planning and things like that. But just to go to that production team, is everyone a volunteer? Is this a volunteer organization? Pretty much?
We are pretty much a volunteer organization. There are a few professionals that we had to take care of in regards to like our studio. Our choreographer, we were utilizing her studio space. So we had to make sure that we were taking care of that. In the future, our goal is to compensate our professionals in some way, shape, or form. I mean, we're not talking big bucks like Broadway, but you know, one of the things that I'm trying to create here in this town is kind of cultivating that understanding of valuing artists and professionals. Because musicians and actors, designers and artists, it can be so simple to take their work for granted, because it's something pretty to look at, or something that you hear that makes you happy. But the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that artists and performers spend so much time honing their skills and so much time logging hours to become good at their craft. And that just has to be celebrated. And so one of our goals is to be able to compensate our professionals, our directors, our designers and stuff like that. But in regards to the acting portion, that is where we make ourselves a true blue community theater, is because all of our actors are volunteering their time. And I have to say, the talent that we have is just incredible all the way around.
Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about, there's the acting side, there's the production side, but then the other very important element is the audience. So you have this play coming up. Why don't you tell us about Young Frankenstein? It is at the Panada. Just tell us when, where, how to get tickets. We'll do that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the inside scoops.
Excellent. So yes, Young Frankenstein by Mel Brooks is coming to Sandpoint February 19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th. And those are Saturdays and Sundays. Our Saturday performances are at 7 p.m. and our Sunday performances are at 3 p.m. You can get tickets at lporep.com. and they are $25. And the other thing I wanted to mention is we are having a weekend where we are requiring vaccinations, and then we are having another weekend where we are not. So the 19th and the 20th is for those who feel more comfortable coming to a show with vaccinations required and negative COVID tests. And then the 26th and 27th will be for folks who just want to enjoy the show without those requirements. So you have your choice, either weekend that you would like. And if you go to our website, you'll see each link for each event, and you can go ahead and click into it, get into Eventbrite, and get your tickets.
Say that website again.
LPORep.com, and it'll take you to, you can choose which night you want to go to, and it'll take you to Eventbrite to get your tickets.
I really commend you for having the two choices, and you're really meeting the pandemic head on that way, making it.
We're trying.
It's a lot of work, I know, making it accessible to everyone. And when you say that the tickets are a fee, but it's really an exchange of more than just money. It's an acknowledgement of what you said previous, the value of this highly, let's say, professional production, because I can only imagine the work. If it's like musicians, when you go to a place and see musicians perform at a bar, say, or a restaurant, those people aren't just standing there for the fun of it. They have something to give, and the amount of work that goes into that performance at the moment is astronomical. And the same goes for a play or production like this. So it's not just the financial exchange is more than just financial, but it is also essential, because you have to
have
the pan. What are some of your costs?
Well, just to purchase the rights alone was close to $4,000. Yes. So that was what our fundraiser for at the 219 was for, was specifically to raise those funds just to secure the rights to perform it. Now our production costs, I have to put my budget hat on, we're probably close to about $15,000, considering everything that we've put into the show, because we have fully built set pieces. We've got multiple set pieces. Our costumes are absolutely to die for. And I have to just give a quick shout out to Growing Dreams Productions, because they have helped us so much with the costumes and props. And so we have to make sure that we shout it from the rooftop how grateful we are to them. But our costumes are absolutely gorgeous. Our costume designer is actually making several pieces from scratch, and they are stunning. Our props are one of a kind. And if you just log hours and how many hours has been spent just in this production, just to give you a rough estimate, our cast and crew have been rehearsing 2 to 3 days a week since September. So it's a lot of man hours. It's a lot of work. And it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that's going into the passion of this piece.
You know, it's a time for our community, as we say, we're an arts and entertainment community. This sounds like a perfect opportunity for our folks to step up and support.
Absolutely.
By getting a ticket and coming to the production performance. Tell us a little bit about Young Frankenstein. Is it a family-oriented show?
It's a little bit more mature. So basically what I will share with everyone is that if you've seen the Mel Brooks Young Frankenstein from 1974, the black and white with Gene Wilder, Madeline Kahn, and Terry Garr, it is essentially that script with music. So Mel Brooks actually took the script from Young Frankenstein, and he wrote all of the music for the show, which I was amazed at, because the music is so catchy. Like, I can't tell you, I go to sleep at night singing these songs in my head. My husband, it just drives him crazy. But they're so catchy and fun. And the story is essentially the grandson of Victor Frankenstein, who is the original Frankenstein who brought the creatures back to life. It's the story of his grandson returning to the castle, meeting old friends, and basically continuing that legacy that his grandfather set forth of, well, bringing folks back from the dead. So it's hilarious and funny, and there are some scary moments, but they're not super scary. So we've given it a rating of PG-13, and that is to make sure parents are aware that there is some sexual humor and that there are a few curse words. So we wanted to make sure that we were totally upfront about that, because we don't want little ones coming to the show and asking mommy and daddy some very tough questions.
Well, that's why I asked the question. We didn't want to go there. It sounds like a lot of fun, and we hope that the community really hears the call, because we can keep the spirit of this community that so much more alive when things like what you're doing, your vision, and this incredible amount of work, joyful work, I'm sure, but nonetheless, alive by supporting it. So what else would you like to say in that way to our listeners?
Well, you set me up perfectly, Susie, every time. I would just love to say that this is the start. This is our inaugural production for our company. And so it's basically us announcing ourselves to the community to say, hey, we're here to give you amazing entertainment, to be a part of this community, to welcome those people who have always wanted to be on stage but have never had the courage to come on board and join us. Because a lot of the folks that we have discovered in auditions, this is their first time being in a big play. This is their first time singing. This is their first time dancing. And all of them are just doing phenomenally well. And it's not just for the folks who want to be on stage. Those who like the magic behind the scenes too, same thing. If you want to be a part of the magic, we welcome you to come by. If you just want to be a part of seeing everything and supporting, we want to give you the most amazing, amazing experience you could ever have at the theater in our beautiful Canada Theater.
Really great to support something like this. I'm not sure how you say this, but I am anticipating an extremely good turnout from the audience side, because our community values the work you're doing. And
from your lips to God's ears, Susie.
I'm absolutely 100% assured that the performance will be outstanding, because I know what you do. Again, the place, time, how to get tickets, Keely Gray.
Absolutely. February 19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th. Saturday performances at 7, Sunday performances at 3. You can get tickets at lporep.com. 19th and 20th are vaccine required. 26th and 27th are no vaccine required.
Does the Panada website have links to your lporep.com?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so, but you can always type in our website to lporep.com. But I am 85% certain that the Panada, you can connect right to our website as well.
Fantastic. Good job there. Good work that you're doing. Thanks for keeping our community in North Idaho inspired and entertained. So,
well, thank you for your support, Susie. It means the world.
Yeah. Thanks, Keely Gray with Lake Pendere Repertory Theater. Upcoming performance, Young Frankenstein at the Panada on February 19th, 20th, 26th, 27th. Get more information at lporep.com. And there you go, folks. Thanks, Keely.
Thanks, Susie. Have a great day.